SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. strikes back at Houthi rebels in Yemen.
These strikes were necessary and they were proportionate.
The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says the strikes came after numerous attacks by Iran-backed Houthi rebels. Congressman Mike Gallagher says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin should be held accountable for staying out of touch with the president for 5 days.
American troops in the Middle East are under fire from Houthi rebels, from other Iranian proxies, and the Secretary of Defense went AWOL, which is something that a sergeant or a captain would have been fired for doing.
Congressman Gallagher chairs a House Select Committee on China. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. House Speaker Mike Johnson says for now Republicans have to eke out small gains in their legislative battles with Democrats and hope for a stronger majority this time next year.
We can't throw a Hail Mary pass on every play, right? It's 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and that's what we're doing, yard by yard, first down by first down to stay in this game. I believe if we can demonstrate we govern well, we are going to grow and expand this majority in the upcoming election cycle.
The Salem Radio Network's Joey Hudson says there's a major unknown in Monday's Iowa caucuses, and this one's not about politics.
Yes, they're accustomed to cold weather, but we're looking at -7, -12 degree weather. So does that keep people from going to their caucus meetings on Monday? We'll just have to wait and see.
That weather affecting people in several states. Chris Kutzer spoke to WLS-TV as he was stranded at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport.
We figure we'll go to the airport, hope for the best, we control what we can, and we'll either sit here and enjoy O'Hare as much as you can, or head back home.
Governors from New York to Louisiana have declared states of emergency ahead of the predicted snow and sub-zero temperatures. This is SRN News. Britain is sending a man to represent women at the United Nations.
Monroe Bergdorf is a man living as a woman, and he has been selected by officials in the United Kingdom to a post with UN Women, an organization dedicated to equality and advancement for females around the globe. The selection is being decried by many women's groups in the UK who say an actual female should have gotten that job. Bergdorf recently became the first man to appear on the cover of Cosmopolitan UK. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New York City police report 31 anti-Semitic hate crimes in the month of December. That's more than a year ago, but less than in October and November. There is a large Jewish population in New York City, and it saw a surge in attacks right after the Hamas assault on Israel. The NYPD says anti-Semitic crimes accounted for more than half of the hate crimes that took place in the city last month. This is SRN News. Japan's transportation ministry says it's introduced improved emergency measures for the country's airports.
The measures come in the aftermath of last month's collision between a Japan Airlines jetliner and a Coast Guard plane at Tokyo's busy Haneda Airport that's seen as a result of human error. The measures include more visible stop line markings on runways and use of clearer language in traffic control communication. The ministry says the measures are to be implemented right away at Haneda.
That is Jeremy House reporting. The Oregon Supreme Court is delaying a decision on whether former President Trump's name should appear on the state's primary election ballot.
The Oregon Supreme Court won't hear the case because the U.S. Supreme Court is considering a similar case out of Colorado, and it would resolve the same issues. The court's allowing the five claimants to bring additional petitions that are not decided by the U.S. Supreme Court.
It's correspondent Tayshia Stevens. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.